Eric Wayne is here to talk about Dancing and Dessert with the Golden Gate Park Band. This is a fundraiser on Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 2 at the Spreckles Temple of Music. We just know that as the band shell that's in between the Steinhardt and the DeYoung and the Japanese Tea Garden there.
That's correct.
And over 100 years, Eric?
140. This was our 143rd year. We started in 1882.
Wow, when you were a freshman in high school.
Yeah, well, yeah. I joke that there's only a couple guys in the band that were there originally, but, you know.
And your trumpet?
I play the second trumpet desk out of the – there's five trumpet players in the band. It's a concert band, and a lot of people ask me, what is a concert band? And it's I just say, well, it's like going to the symphony without strings.
Oh, very good. Help me with this, because I remember my friend was doing the trumpet. You've only got three, what are they, plungers? What are they called?
Valves.
Valves, three valves. How many notes can you get with those?
Well, actually, the three valves give you seven different trumpets. Because a trumpet is just, if I just hold it up and play it, boop, that's just one key of trumpet. When you push down another valve, then it changes the key, makes the pipe longer. So you can play progressively lower overtones and lower fundamentals. So really, the modern trumpet is seven different keys of trumpet wrapped into one.
Are you making the vowels give you. Are you making the notes with your own voice then?
No, you vibrate.
Yeah, you just go.
You make farting noises into a tube, and you get paid for it. I'm telling you, it's
wow,
the greatest
I've been
gig
doing
ever.
That for years, getting no money. All right, we should mention, too, that Eric Wayne used to work right here at 300 Broadway for Sports Byline USA. When was that?
That was years ago.
Now, that was the 90s, so I was working in TV across the street all through the 90s, but I believe Darren Peck was here, who's still here.
Yes, Darren was the one who hired me, actually. I worked in this building when it was the old KSFO.
Sure.
And then KSFO got absorbed, as things do in broadcast, and moved out of the building, and then Sports Byline moved in. Mm-hmm. And I think the main reason they kept me was just because the console at the time was, let's say, not 100%, and you had to know which buttons and faders didn't right. work and how to avoid them.
Well, we just got off carts. Like about a year ago.
I have a soft spot for carts.
You know what? So many times I would, and I had no training because I was coming from TV, and the reel-to-reels I would splice with scotch tape.
Oh, yes. I've done all that kind of stuff. That's how I started.
And your favorite moment or your worst moment of being screamed at, like the dichotomy of both of those moments?
Well, let me just say, if you go to GoldenGateParkBand.org, you will see Dancing and Dessert right there in the menu, and that will tell you all about what's happening on Sunday.
Dance lessons.
That's right. One of our board members is a big time swing dancer, and she's going to give a little half hour primer. Because we're going to have an hour of swing dance music, the season ended 2 weeks ago. So, just a few of us who are in the regular band who play a lot together, what we're going to do, we're not going to play concert band music. We're going to play like an hour of swing band music. So, mm-hmm.
Like Tommy Dorsey and,
well, a little more modern than that. Okay. And it's a smaller, we're just going to be six of us playing.
Oh.
It's just going to be a lot of, you know, hour of jump blues. So you can swing, work up a sweat, and then, go enjoy dessert.
And dessert at 1 o'clock.
That's right. Well, our usual concert band time is 1 p.m. Every Sunday. And let's face it, this is the first fundraiser that this band has ever had to do, because we've only been a 501c3
nonprofit
for this. I think we just finished the fourth year, or mm-hmm. No, we just finished the fifth year, because it was in the pandemic that we had to switch. So we don't know what we're doing. And we just thought, dessert, same time, you know, that way we don't have to rent a space.
That's good.
To
participate in the dessert potluck, you must bring one. But I want to ask you this, because I was just at a rally for a baseball team last Saturday in Oakland, and invariably, because of where we live, during this, someone's going to come over and go, and knock everything over.
No,
so how do you do secure Golden Gate Park? Good Lord. How do you keep people from stealing the dessert?
You can't, but the desserts will be cordoned off. I went through this with the city. Let me tell you, that took days.
Okay.
The desserts will be cordoned off, and that's why I'm encouraging you all to go to GoldenGateParkBand.org and contribute now, because we're going to have a master list of those who have contributed ahead of time. You get the little wristband, which allows you into the dessert area. And that's That's how we meet city regulations and rules.
All right. So if I'm listening and I say, hey, I would love to put on an album, should I contact Digital Victrola?
A couple years ago, yeah. As is the case with many record labels, I had that record label for 12 years, produced 8 albums, and then it folded because I wasn't making enough money to keep producing albums. I was doing that right in the shift when everybody was thinking that CDs are old and dusty and we're not going to buy those anymore.
Right.
So Digital Victrola is sadly gone. But it was enjoyable while I had it.
So I know you're from Colorado Springs originally. I've spent some time there. Did you ever climb the Manitou Incline?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hardest thing I think I've ever done. So people don't know. It's this old funicular, and it starts, I think, like at 7,000 feet. It goes up to like 9,000 feet. Manitou's a nice little town next to Colorado Springs, and it's old railway ties. And then it fakes you out because you think you're done and you realize you're only halfway up. Mm-hmm. And I think I did it. It was 95 degrees in the summer. And I started, I thought I was getting altitude sickness.
But you might have been.
But I did finish it. It was horrifying.
Yeah. If you're like me and you like heights, it's really enjoyable.
I like hikes.
Yeah.
And it was horrifying.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, heights, you said.
Yeah, heights.
Oh, heights.
I love it. But actually, the funny thing is I've been away from Colorado so long that the last time I went to visit my mother, who is still in Colorado Springs, I actually got altitude sickness.
Wow. Do you know what I did? I have a family cabin at Tahoe. Been going there my whole life. And about 20 years ago, we drove up in the snow. And as soon as we got out, we all started throwing snowballs at each other. And I felt weird. And my brother said, "You're purple." And I went, "What?" And then we looked it up. And they said, "Drive down below 4,000 feet right now." And I didn't. I just laid on the couch. But I thought I was acclimated. Apparently, white blood cells. Let's get into that because that's fascinating.
Yeah. And that's why we're here, is to talk about white blood cells.
Absolutely. Did you do Pike's Peak?
I did.
The drive up there is so scary, and to think that they have a car race up there.
Yeah, that is insane. Driving up there can be freakish. I mean, when I was growing up there, I don't know if it's still just dirt all the way up, but it was when we were there. And
it's,
of course,
paved. Yeah.
My parents had this old Dodge Polara station wagon, and that thing fishtailed like nobody's business. And if you went up and you were sitting at the window, it looked like you were going to fall off.
And then you'd see like a marmot up there, like,
oh, yeah.
At, like, what are you doing? All right. GoldenGateParkBand.org.
Yes.
Everything's there for you?
Everything is there for you. I highly encourage you to please go there now. Sign up ahead of time. Just makes everything easier. And then you can come to the park and enjoy supporting what the legacy business called the soul of the city, the Golden Gate Park Band. We just got our legacy business status, and they referred to us as the soul of the city. So we're leaning into that phrase because we've been here before. I mean, the only thing older than us is the cable cars and the Tadich Grill.
Yeah. The what was the Tadich Grill called? The Good Day Tavern?
Yeah, something like that.
Something, and, good and, Weather Tavern.
Yeah, something. And I think it was in a different location, more seedy area probably back then.
All right. So you've been here longer than the Condor.
We've been here longer than the Condor. We've been here longer than just about anything in the city. And the interesting thing is all of the things that we think of as the history of the city tend to be buildings or, you know, the cable cars, some kind of physical mechanical structure.
Sure.
We are, in fact, the living
flesh and bone
human history of the city, and we were the original multicultural organization. And I'm saying that hoping that our president will get mad at me and say something bad about us so we get good publicity.
All right. Once again, GoldenGateParkBand.org, former Byline employee, killing it on the trumpet, Eric Wayne. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me.